broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We're radio for patriots by patriots. We welcome you to our program here, and we also invite you to join us on our website, philhendryshow.com, where we have live streaming video of the show right now. Phil TV in HD, as a matter of fact. Hey, bud, where is it?
What?
Where's our title, man? Where's the... Wow, man. We lost our Phil TV title. I don't know what happened there, but... I see. Well, you know. In any event...
What happened?
Well, we usually have a little Phil TV graphic there, and it went away, but now it's back. Okay, so...
Where is it?
I fixed it already, okay?
Here, let me fix it.
You get away from there.
You already fixed it, man.
Anyway, welcome to our program, and as I said, we're on... live streaming video right now, as well as all of our great affiliates across the country, and like that. 877-877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. A couple of things that we're going to deal with this evening. One of them is a vote that just was taken, I believe, in New York City, in the state of New York, not New York City, but in the state of New York, having to do with gay marriage. It is passed in New York. We're going to talk about that with Doug Danger. In just a moment, then Chris Norton joins us. Chris Norton from Norton Splodes and the issue of a website devoted to what he calls the M&M MILFs, double M MILFs, murdering mothers, I'd like to blank. And the entire issue around that regarding Casey Anthony. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And our affiliate spotlight tonight is on KPRC in Houston. And WZFG Fargo, North Dakota, two great stations on the Phil Hendry Show radio network. Now, New York lawmakers narrowly voted to legalize same-sex marriage on Friday, handing activists a breakthrough victory in the state where the gay rights movement was born. New York's the nation's third most populous state joins Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Iowa, and the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., in legally recognizing gay marriage. Gay rights advocates are hoping the vote will galvanize the movement around the country and help it regain momentum after an almost identical bill was defeated in New York in 2009 and similar measures failed in 2010 in New Jersey and this year in Maryland and in Rhode Island. A bill like that, of course, passed in the state of California and then was immediately challenged by a referendum voted on by the people of the state of California, making it unconstitutional. And that rolled that back and became a target of a great many court challenges. No on 8 is still being challenged in the state of California, and it's anybody's guess at this particular time. A huge street party erupted, by the way, outside of the Stonewall Inn on Friday. That was where the initial gay rights challenge to authority took place, the Stonewall Riots in the summer of 1969 in Greenwich Village, New York. Doug Danger joins us. Doug, you are a gay man and a gay journalist, and how are you feeling tonight?
Well, I think it's the beginning, Phil, and I think, as I've said on your program before, we've got a lot of work to do before we are able to push this rock over the top of the hill. New York is a big moment for gay people in this country. California would have been a big moment, but California backed off. California lost its nerve. You know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and one of the things that I find that I pride myself in is being able to see who's got it, who doesn't, who can stand there and test the winds, the storms of time, if you will, and who is going to hide from the from these winds of change. New York did not hide. New York took on the challenge. New York passed it. California folded to put it in the axiom of the old joke, folded up like a cheap Chinese suitcase. It was a disgrace, but New York has given us hope again, Phil, but we're going to need a little bit more. We're going to need a face. We're going to need a galvanizing point around which gay people around this country can rally.
All right, well, here is New York State Senate. The New York State Senate stood on the right side of history, said Queens teacher Eugene Lovendusky, who is gay and said he hopes to marry someday. He repeated a chant he'd screamed during a protest at the Obama fundraiser, "I'm somebody, I deserve full equality." Cindy Lauper said, quote, "I've never been prouder to be a lifelong New Yorker than I am today with the passage of marriage equality." Cindy Lauper, the singer. A number of celebrities also praised the Senate vote. Lady Gaga tweeted that she couldn't stop crying, while Pink tweeted, "Congratulations, about time."
These are all, I think, great accolades coming from people who worked very, very hard, Phil. But I got together with Jim Rifko and a couple of other writers here on the West Coast. And we feel that while the Cyndi Laupers of the world, the Lady Gagas of the world, and so on and so forth are good, we need a galvanizing image, and we need a galvanizing image that is going to be rock solid, that isn't going to go anywhere. We are very saddened, as you are, Phil, as many people are, to note the passing of the great, great star, Peter Falk.
Yes, yes, the Columbo.
Well, Columbo was just one of many things that Peter Falk did. Peter Falk was in Murder Incorporated. Peter Falk was in Pocket Full of Miracles. Peter Falk won, he had two Oscar nominations. He collected five, count them, five Emmy Awards. Very, very thoughtful man. He also, later on in life, was a part of the John Cassavetes, franchise.
The John Cassavetes is considered to be the father of independent film.
Yes, he was in Shadows. He was in Husbands. A Woman Under the Influence. So Peter Falk was very close with John Cassavetes. And he also did comedy. It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World. Peter Falk is the perfect person, I think, to use as a symbol of the fight for gay rights.
And was he gay?
No, Peter Falk was not gay. Peter Falk was straight. But Peter Falk has now passed on. He has, if you will, he's fought his good fight. So Peter Falk is no more. And we can use Peter Falk's image, the name, and of course this body of great work that he did as a great artist, as a great actor, and as a man that was fearless in his own life, to push forward the gay message that we want gay equality. And
well, wait, I'm a little bit confused. You would use Peter Falk. He's not gay, okay?
No, Peter Falk was not gay. He was married. But he is now passed on. So you could, my feeling, talking to Jim Rifko and a few of the others, my feeling is you can reconstruct or repurpose Peter Falk's life in this sense that he is now a gay actor and he is now the symbol of the gay movement.
And first of all, how do you do that without his family's consent?
Well, his family, I think, first of all, Phil, Peter Falk was very liberal. Peter Falk was very much a liberal artist. I don't see his family having a problem with that. But more to the point, even if they did, there is nothing illegal about being gay. So if we said that Peter Falk is gay, you're not going to sue me, because that's like saying Phil Hendry has brown eyes. Do you?
No, I don't.
No, you've got blue eyes.
Yes.
Well, it's not suable. It's not actionable. I haven't really hurt you by saying that you have brown eyes.
Yeah, but you could hurt Peter Falk. And
how can I hurt Peter Falk by saying he is something that is legal? If I said that he is something that is legal, gay, I can't hurt him. By definition, I can't hurt him. So,
all right, but would you attempt to get the family's approval?
Well, here's my thinking. Certainly we would want the family to sign off on this, but that's not really the point. The point is Peter Falk is known to his friends and to his family as a straight man, but we would use Peter Falk as a gay man and a gay actor who fought tenaciously for gay rights, who as a gay was kept out of, and not as much as other gays were kept out of other professions because it was the acting profession. And it was already, in the words of so many that were opposed to us, it was already infested and crawling with gays. But to be a gay man and a gay actor, you'd never know it. You felt as alone as ever. I mean, the journalist business was probably crawling with gays. It stunk with gays. But I never knew it when I first got in because I felt I was the only gay. Oh, man, did I feel. I thought I was the only, excuse me for putting it this way, Phil, but I felt I was the only queer writer within thousands of miles.
And so there was no real contact between gay writers. There's no real contact between gay actors at a particular point in time.
Yeah.
All right, I understand that, but I'm still wondering how you can take Peter Falk, who just passed on, who is beloved, his character Columbo, if nothing else, was so brilliantly done, like Leonard Nimoy's Spock, like our good friend. William Shatner's Captain Kirk, like Boris Karloff playing Frankenstein, like Bela Lugosi playing Dracula. There are actors who so fully create a character and so bring it to life so brilliantly that we never think of them as anything else. And that was Peter Falk.
Well, that was Peter Falk, exactly, Phil. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm telling you that Peter Falk has more work to do. Peter Falk is gay. He's a homosexual. He's not alive anymore, but when he lived, he was a homosexual actor. And he was a struggling homosexual, and really, I think, gave us so much to fight for through his leadership.
Now, yeah, but none of that's true.
I understand that none of it's true, but that's what we need to do now with Peter Falk, now that he has passed on. We take his image, we take his name, we thank his family very much, thank you very much, and we take it and we say, we take his image and we take his name and we put him up on that big billboard in Times Square and we say, Peter Falk, queer. And what are we doing? We're using him now.
People are going to be very angry. You can say what you want about the homophobia of this country. There, not everybody that is uncomfortable with what you're doing is a full-on homophobe. They might want gay marriage. They may be in favor of every kind of equality that you could possibly give to a gay person. But they may be very, very upset or put out with you taking Peter Falk's name and attaching to it, he was a homosexual.
We need a strong... You got to understand something, Phil. This is not something that... I don't think you understand. We need a strong leader. We need a strong image. We need a strong symbol to gather around. We don't have Harvey Milk anymore, okay? We don't have some of the great leaders anymore. All we can do now is take a big name, someone who doesn't need that name anymore, Peter Falk, and repurpose Peter Falk as gay. Repurpose Peter Falk as a homosexual who struggled all of his life and overcame those odds, and
repurpose.
Will you listen to me? Are you listening to me?
Yes.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? And the things that I know and the things that I've seen would make you and many of your listeners vomit. All right, Phil?
I understand that, Doug.
Just hold on for a minute. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and the things that I've had to go through, the things that I've seen, the discrimination I've faced, the brutality that I've seen against my community and against me personally, if you or any of your audience had to experience that, they would never stop throwing up. Okay? Peter Falk now belongs to the gay community.
And why is that?
Because, all right, I'll give you an answer. Because I said so. How does that...
Well, that's not how it works, okay? The guy has a name.
I know the guy has a name. I understand that he has a name. I'm not asking him to sell potato chips. I'm not asking Peter Falk to sell razor blades. I'm not asking Peter Falk to promote a political candidate. I'm asking Peter Falk, and I'm not even asking Peter Falk because he's dead. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm telling Peter Falk that from this point forward, we need him as the image of the gay community.
All right, how does this work out then? Peter Falk, a homosexual, wants us to...
Yes, Peter Falk, a gay actor, a gay man and a gay actor, wants us to pass gay marriage in this country. Peter Falk fought for this all of his life.
These are lies, Doug. These are lies.
No, they are not lies. Why do you say they're lies?
Peter Falk never did that.
So in other words, you're saying he was against human rights.
No, he was not against human rights. Is what I knew of Peter Falk, he was not against human rights, of course. But he never... You don't know what he did.
And you don't know what he did. And to say that Peter Falk fought against discrimination, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. To say that Peter Falk was a homosexual who wanted equality in acting, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
How is that not a bad... Why is that a good thing?
Is it bad?
It's not true. It's not true.
Is it bad?
Is it bad to say that Peter Falk was a homosexual? In the minds of...
In your eyes, is that bad? But watch how you answer this. Watch it, man, because you could rip the lid right off of your egalitarian persona, Phil.
I would say that saying something about a man that isn't true is bad.
Boy, do you hate queer...
Hold on for a minute. I had to put him on hold there. I apologize, folks. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Doug Danger and others want to use Peter Falk as the new symbol of the gay community. He's dead. He passed on. He's no longer with us. He wouldn't mind being used as a symbol of the equality of gay people. And as Doug said, they want to, quote, repurpose Peter Falk's life so that he was a gay actor seeking equal rights, and he becomes the new symbol of the gay community. Is this fair? Even if it's not anything necessarily negative, can you do that with a man's name because he happens to be famous? 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-7445. Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the world-famous, and you're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Well, you can't believe what? We have Doug Danger on the line with us from the Orange County Courier. He's a writer, a gay man, and gay journalist, and the vote is in New York. The New York State Legislature has approved a bill that would legalize gay marriage. Now, who knows if they're in store for a constitutional challenge or a referendum challenge or something like that, Doug, but for now... For people who support the equal rights of gay people, it's good news.
Right, and Phil, I would say to your audience, you have always been one who claimed to support gay rights, and yet tonight you're giving me an argument.
And well, the argument I'm giving you is that you want to use Peter Falk as the face of gay rights in this country. And
I want to use a man who is a great artist, a great actor, a man who is, I think, well-known as a liberal and a person who supported artistic rights and human rights, yes, and say Peter Falk was gay, he had a gay lover. We can talk of any number of actors who'd be good that we are auditioning right now who can play the part of this gay, of a gay that he lived with. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been down a road that would make you vomit.
I already know your credentials of having been down the road and things are really rough. I know that, Doug.
Well, don't minimize it by telling me I don't know what I'm talking about.
And I don't. When it comes to your life, you know everything. When it comes to Peter Falk's life, I'm just saying I don't know that you can just automatically say, okay, great, Peter Falk's dead. Now we'll use him as a symbol of gay rights.
Well, anybody who is a hardcore fan of Peter Falk knows that he's not gay. Anyone who's a fan of Peter Falk. We'll think he was gay, but it won't matter.
And hardcore fan as opposed to a regular fan.
Exactly.
877-876-7445, the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to a phone call. We have David. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. David, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm personally offended that this man would say something derogatory about Peter Falk.
That's not derogatory. There's nothing derogatory about a legal... No, it's not. It's a legal state. Being gay is legal. Can't be derogatory.
You can make up anything about anybody that's passed away, then. Why don't you
Can't. It's not only... No, you can't say that the guy was a child molester. That's illegal. Can't say he was a murderer. But I could say someone's a heterosexual. I could say someone's gay. I could say somebody had blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, but why would you do that? The point that I'm saying is this. Don't you feel you need to just get someone's...
No, I wouldn't want to lie about it. I wouldn't use you, David, with all due respect, because nobody knows who you are. But I would use Peter Falk because people know him.
Well, that's glad. You know, some of us that... Maybe he was... Your role model should be Rock Hudson. Look what happened to him.
Rock Hudson. I'm not familiar with him.
He was an actor. He died of AIDS.
All right. So he died. All the better. I can't use him. I would rather use Peter Falk And
well, this guy's saying something very intelligent. Why not use a gay man?
Who do you want me to use? No gays have died lately. And by the way, who says Peter Falk wasn't gay? Do you know that for a fact, David? No.
I know that he was married. Of course he was married.
There's a lot of gay guys that are married. Are you crazy? Come on, man. Wake up. Wake up, son.
All right, now, I don't want anything said on this show that you know for a fact Peter Falk was gay. Do you understand that?
Whoa, wait a minute, Sunshine.
No, don't call me Sunshine. Whether the man was or wasn't, we can sit here and talk about how you use that, but I don't want you saying you know for a fact. We'll be back with Phil Doug Danger, Henry. Phil Hendry. 877-876-PHIL.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're broadcasting from the El Pacifico. In the background here on Phil TV, though, is the Earth Cam from Hollywood Boulevard. Seems like a regular night as the summer begins here out on the West Coast. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. With me is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, talking about the vote in New York State today to legalize gay marriage. It is a very big moment, and I do congratulate the people that worked so hard, all gay people in New York and across the country, Doug.
Well, you know, that sounds real nice, Phil, but when you talk to me, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? Okay, Phil?
Yes.
Well, you know, your irritation at the fact that I'm gay.
I'm not irritated that you're gay. I'm talking to you about Peter Falk, the man who passed on yesterday from Alzheimer's, 83 years of age, an accomplished man. He had one hell of a career as an actor, and you've decided that you want to take his name and his image and turn him gay.
Right, and you're trying to say, you and other straights, don't make him into a gay. You're basically making him into some kind of a crawling animal. Okay, I got news for you, Phil.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying you're saying something that isn't true.
I'm saying something that is, it transcends truth. Peter Falk is strong. He's gay. All right, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. He's gay. So,
well, you can't just say that.
I'm saying it. Peter Falk is gay.
All right, I know he's not because I was a fan of his.
You're a super fan. I understand that. Most people were not. And if I say, you know, Peter Falk, the guy that was Columbo, they go, yeah. Excuse me for putting it this way, Phil, but it's queer as a $3 bill. And they will...
And you're going to get an actor to play his lover, and you're going to construct a whole phony life just so you can promote gay rights.
It is to promote equal rights and civil rights. I'm shocked, I'm surprised that you don't see it that way.
877-876-PHIL on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Bob in Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Bob, you're on with Doug Danger.
Hey man, hey Phil. My first time listening. I like your
thank you.
Like your show, bud.
Thank you.
Okay, here's the deal. All right, you talk about Doug. You there, bud?
Bun?
You
yeah,
there?
I'm here. Yeah, okay, and this isn't the first time. And this is not the first time you listen to the show either. Go ahead.
No, it really is. But check it out, man.
Yeah, it really is. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. You know, you're awfully.
Are you gay? Let me ask you. Are you gay?
I'm not. No. But listen, okay, you say that you want to
repurpose
this
man.
Guy now that he's dead. All right, you can't just repurpose the guy's legacy that he's left behind. You know, you can't just tell a lie about who he was and that.
Let's go over to Kevin on the Phil Hendry Show. Kevin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil. My biggest issue
yes,
is
sir.
This. I've been in the journalism business for 20 years now, okay, up here in the Northeast, and you can't, and Doug, I know you're listening to me, you can't call yourself a journalist and throw out things that you are admitting you know are wrong and are lies just to advance an agenda. That's not
Well, I don't know that you're
journalism.
A journalist. I don't know you're a journalist. I don't know that you're a journalist, and I don't take advice from anonymous people that call talk shows. All right? I know what I do. I know what I do, and I know how I back up what I do. And you can't tell me how to write, you know? I'm in the business, and there's number one my number one competition is you. So I don't need your advice or how you might write a story so that you don't get the job. I get the job. And I get the job because I go about doing these things, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay?
That's all well and good. Sure.
You know that? All right, good. So I get the job done, especially when it comes to a topic like this.
You said it every 10 seconds.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, you don't know it. But see, I'm out there. I'm out there doing it. I'm out there. I'm out there getting the story.
Life and legacy. I don't.
That's right.
First of all, I applaud New York State, and I, you know, we're from Massachusetts, first ones in the country to pass this law, and proud of it. You don't know if I'm gay or straight, and I'm not going to tell you I'm gay or straight. It doesn't matter. What matters is
I'm a gay man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Congratulations.
I'm a gay man and a gay. Okay, but what I'm saying is this. I know what I'm talking about, see? You don't.
No, that's not. That you can't say that, Doug. You can't say that.
Why can't I say that?
You don't know me.
You're both writers. You're both journalists. You're both men who go and look for the story.
The job of a journalist is to find the truth in the story.
Okay, fine. But do you say...
And you're admitting to telling a lie.
What I'm admitting to... No, I'm not. Am I on the radio right now telling you that Peter Falk, we're going to make him gay? Is that telling a lie, or is that telling you a strategy?
And then when Phil asks,
is that telling you a lie, or is that telling you a strategy? I'm telling you a strategy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know exactly what he was. I mean, we think he was straight, but we don't know that. But here's the thing: Phil says to you,
now we don't know.
Well, we don't. We don't. I wasn't.
Let me ask you something. If you died, let me ask you something, Kevin. If you died, and I said, now we're going to make Kevin head of the gay community. Kevin is now gay. What does that really hurt?
You know what? That may hurt a lot of people. It may hurt a little boy.
Uh-huh. So now you're saying being gay is negative.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you right now, Doug. Legal or not, it could hurt people.
Well, now I've heard it all. So all you guys, you and Kevin and everybody, being gay is fine. I'm for equal rights, but let's face it, being gay is bad. That's what you're saying.
No. Being gay is fine, but going out and picking somebody that you want to, anybody in the community, any star that you want to, and just saying as they are to advance your agenda, that's not journalism, and it's not right.
Why not? Well, I didn't say I was being a journalist. I said I was being an activist.
Well, which are you, a journalist or an activist?
You can't be both. You keep saying
I'm a gay man,
and I'm going to use this guy. Here you go. Say it again.
Wait a minute. I can't be both? Are you kidding me? I can't be both? What do you call Hunter Thompson? You don't think Hunter Thompson's an activist? You don't think that Norman Mailer? You don't think that Truman Capote?
Those guys weren't journalists in the sense that you guys are.
Hey, excuse me, Phil, if you don't mind. I'm talking to a fellow journalist, so if you could shut up.
If I could, I'm not going to shut up.
Phil, are you not a journalist?
I'm a talk show host, I would say.
He's not a journalist. He's a professional performer. He's a SEAL. A train seal.
I'll tell you what, Doug. You've crossed that line to become quite a performer tonight yourself, because what you're telling us is that you're putting out there this whole agenda, and you're telling us that we have to get behind it, or else we are anti-gay. And you know what? That's not true. I'm not anti-gay. I'm very proud of Massachusetts. I'm proud of New York State tonight. And here you are telling me that you're going to take somebody who has no say in the matter just because they died, and now you can use them, and you're going to advance your agenda with that. And then right after you say that, 10 seconds later, you're going to say, I'm a gay man and I'm a journalist.
I am a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm also a gay activist. I'm also somebody who knows when America is way behind the clock. We're way behind the ball on civil rights. Let's face it. We were way behind the ball on civil rights with black people. Now we're supposed to stand around and wait because Kevin wants to make sure that my credentials are in order. You want
to
make sure my papers are in order.
I'm supposed to get behind
just like the guy with that funny-looking helmet and those lightning bolts on his collar.
You're looking at a dead actor and throwing them in my face and saying, you know, you've got to find this guy was a strong man and he was gay, even though we don't know that for a fact. And you're telling me that I have to
on your
agenda or else I'm anti-gay.
Wait a minute, I'm sitting him on your face. So see, that's you using a scurrilous anti-gay. And
he didn't say sitting him on your face.
I didn't say sitting.
Whoa, my friend. Sitting. I heard you say you want to stick it in my face or something like that.
No, he did not. He said he was talking. He said as in your face, like in your face.
Yeah, like unzip him and shove him in your face.
No, he didn't say that.
No innuendo at all. What are you?
Well,
you
see,
about?
Because what you're doing is you're saying you're for gay rights and you're for equal rights. I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing with Peter Falk. And by the way, here's a little queer joke for you. Wow.
No, he's not.
Come on.
No, he's not. I listen to what the man said. I think what we have here, Doug, and by the way, this has been a very spirited exchange between the two of you.
What's that supposed to mean? Like this guy's saying something? I'm a gay man and a gay activist. All right.
Oh, all of a sudden you're not a journalist.
Oh, and I
Peter Falk. Peter Falk is gay, all right? And Peter Falk is going to be gay until such time as America remembers what its obligation is to people, all people, and that's equal rights. And until we have equal rights, guess what? I'll put Peter Falk in a brassiere.
Wow.
And what's Kevin going to do about it?
Boy, I'll tell you, and you would hurt his family.
Oh, boy, Henry, you're really showing your true colors. So if I got Peter Falk in a pair of panties, a brassiere, and a flimsy burnous, you'd say what?
Hey, unless that's not a Photoshop picture, if that's a real picture of his life and what he did, then you are definitely doing something wrong, in my opinion. You can't do that to people.
You guys
being gay is fine and dandy, but now you're taking a guy. I mean, I have gay friends who don't walk around in brassieres and panties. Are you kidding me?
You got gay friends who don't walk around in brassieres and panties in front of you. Okay?
Is that equal? I mean,
if I want to take Peter,
you're talking about.
Well, get a load of you now. See, all of a sudden, well, you're straight. Are you straight, right? Do you let your wife work you with a?
All right, hold on. Kevin, I'll let you go, Kevin. I appreciate your call. Very, very good exchange, and I think you made some very good points. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. I had to dump that, Doug.
Oh, you had to dump that? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? The roads that I've come down...
I know, would make me throw up.
That's right. Make you throw up, it would have made Kevin break down and cry. Now, Peter Falk, I know Peter Falk was straight. I'm not saying that Peter Falk wasn't straight. But for the purposes of the gay community and fighting for the rights so that we are married and gay and all of that stuff, I don't personally give a damn because, as you know, Phil, on your program the other night, I said I was against gay marriage because I don't want straights to see that we're better at it than them, and then they turn around and we've got a civil war at our hands. But if gay people in this country are dead set on getting gay rights and getting a gay marriage, okay, fine. Here's my idea. Take Peter Falk, his image, his name, his movies, everything, and put him to work. Take one of the tough guy actors of all time and make him a sissy. If it will help gay rights.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You just don't care. It sounds to me like you don't care. It sounds to me like you are, essentially what you're saying is, take Peter Falk, even if it means using this guy in any which way, no matter who is hurt,
Boy, you're just blah, 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 right, you know?
No, I'm getting to a point.
No, you're not. You're starting talking and that.
You know something, Doug? I got things to say, too, okay?
Well, then say it. You're like, well, the thing of the da-da-da. If I didn't know better, you're sitting there looking for a call.
I got calls.
I know, but you can't put it on the air because the guy was still screening it.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Lewis in Allentown, Pennsylvania. How you doing, Lewis? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know who this Doug is. I just happened to be going through the radio stations and came up with it.
I'm Doug Danger, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm just a normal gay man, and I just have an opinion. After I pass away, I don't want somebody calling me straight. It's not like it's an insult. It's just not who I was. And he wasn't. If you want an icon, pick a gay icon. There are plenty of actors that were. You want a rock solid icon? Pick Rock Hudson. But don't call somebody straight or not after they pass
away. No good.
Rock Hudson's no good. I'm sorry.
We can't use
him. That's the way it goes. That's the roll of the dice, Doug. You know, some do, some don't. I mean, it happens. Pick somebody else.
We got to use a guy that right now has got the zeitgeist. You know, we got to use a guy that right now has got the heat. Peter Falk's the guy. We make him gay for a few months.
But it is a lie. I mean, he wasn't gay. Why say that?
Let me ask you a question, okay? Let me ask you a question. What's the difference, really, between a gay and a straight? Other than sexual orientation? Nothing.
I'd have to say that's probably about it. But that's a pretty big difference, I think.
Well, hold on. But you can't see that. The way a man walks down the street, you can't see that in the eyes of a man. If I put Peter Falk out there and I go, see Peter Falk, Columbo, you know him? Yeah? Well, guess what? Gay. All right? Now people look at him and go, wow, Peter Falk was gay? Let's legalize gay marriage.
Are you kidding me? What makes you think it's going to be that easy?
Excuse me, I'm talking to other gay men.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous? Because
it isn't true. It just is.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
Let me tell you, Doug, I want to tell you something. Really, I'm not into an exchange. This is a statement, okay? Let me speak. You are delusional, all right? You have already said you're a gay man, a gay journalist, about 15 times in the past four minutes.
I am.
Even with the other call. Good for you. Get over it. It's not only who you are. You know, sometimes I think you forget the other things you are because you're so obsessed with that.
I know what I am. I know that I am the son.
That's right, but not
of Jim. I know I'm the son of Jim and Ellen Danger. I know who I am. I know my family. But as a gay man and as a gay journalist and as a gay activist, all right, I'm gay. You know that. And you know that, right?
Are you kidding?
You know, sir, Mr. Henry, you know, peel a straight person deep enough, you find a homophobe every time.
And that's me, huh?
I disagree with that. I absolutely disagree with that. Absolutely disagree with that.
That's the
you
whole
know what,
show.
Doug? You better find yourself new friends, honestly, because you've been misled. You think you have to proclaim who you are by your sexuality only to get some kind of respect. And honestly, it's a dog and pony show. That's what it seems like to me. You're putting
when
on.
When I'm out there in the straight world, and I got to muscle my way to get my piece of the trough, I got to tell them I'm gay. Now, what do you think of me? And if they look at me cross-eyed, you know.
Yeah. I'm out there in the straight world every day, and I get my piece of the trough, and I don't have to proclaim that. I don't proclaim that to anybody. There's sometimes I want to say it, and sometimes I don't. But I don't have to say that to get what's coming to me. All I have to be is a human being. It's as simple as that.
Let me give you an example. I walked into a 7-Eleven the other day, okay? And I said to the kid, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I want a pack of Marlboros. Now, what do you think he did? He gives me the eye roll like I'm some kind of a weird ass. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm giving you the eye roll.
What is so funny, Mr. Straight?
Are you kidding me? You walked into a 7-Eleven.
Yes.
And you said, I'd like a pack of Marlboros. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah.
Well, of course he's going to roll his eyeballs at you.
Yeah, well, guess what? He ain't going to be doing that much longer, because I grabbed him by the shirt and pinned him up against the cash register, and I said, I bet you think I'm a sissy. You want to test that thesis? He didn't want any part of it. Okay?
Well, you know what?
I'm fighting that fight.
Whoa, I have something to say in here, Doug. You're very insecure. You know, you're coming from very insecure. What's the problem?
Lewis, you got a straight guy now, and you're ganging up on a fellow gay, on one of your fellow gay.
Okay. I gotta, you know.
Oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. Okay, I hope you guys... Boy.
But, Doug, come on, man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'd like a pack of Marlboros.
And the kid rolls his eyes at me? Mr. Homophobe?
I would have rolled my eyes at you, too. That's absolutely ridiculous to proclaim that in the store. I'll tell you what, they chatted about you after you left.
All right, listen, Lewis, thank you for your call. World-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I got to take a break. I apologize, Doug. I know he's going to be angry at me for just putting him on hold. We will be back as Doug Danger continues to insist that Peter Falk has passed on. What better person to use now as a symbol of the gay community? Peter Falk. He's now gay, had a lover. Doug has a whole, if you'll pardon the expression, backstory. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio. Boy, for Patriots, wonderful. By Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And Clarence Clemens.
Clarence Clemens. All right, on the line is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier as we talk about the vote for gay marriage in New York State tonight, which approved gay marriage in New York State. And there has been a celebration there in the gay community, as there has been across the country. And I have been a supporter of the equal rights of gay people for as long as the debate's been going on. So I can tell you that myself, I'm very happy. And I would hope, Doug, that you would take that in the spirit that it's intended and not look suspiciously at me like I'm some kind of a straight guy who's trying to, get in on the coattails of something else.
Well, I mean, the thing that bothers me, Fillmore, I know that you're a fair-minded man, but I just said to you that we can use Clarence Clemens as a homosexual. And
okay, I mean, how many guys do you need?
That's what you said to me off air. So, see, now you're really bothered by it because I'm using a black guy. It's not because he's black. It's because he's got a very visible image. He was a very strong, powerful image. Clarence Clemons and Peter Falk, two homosexuals that...
You can't... boy.
Yeah. There. See?
See what?
It bothers you that I'm using Clarence Clemons. Why is that?
Doug, it's the cumulative effect of you using Peter Falk, now Clarence Clemons. You could say, I'll tell you who else just died. James Arness. How about that?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. No one. James Arness is only known by old people. You wouldn't have used that. In fact, you would have used James Arness. You'd say, well, that's okay, because no one knows who he is.
Peter Falk, it was also known by an older generation of people. And yet, and still, I say, it is his image, his name. Now you want to pile on with Clarence Clemons in an effort to somehow give the gay community a visible face, a powerful image to follow behind. Here is Chris in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. I wanted to ask your guests, why exactly do you think we need this new gay icon?
Well, I think we need to push this over the top. I think we've had the fight in California. It has scared a lot of people. I think this fight still could loom in New York State because who knows what they've got, planning. And I think not only do we need Peter Falk, we do need Clarence Clemons. What do you think of that?
I think it's ridiculous. You're saying that after all the fight and after all the progress that the gay community has made, you're saying now what we need is a gay
community. Yeah, we do. No, we need a gay Clarence Clemons. That's what we need.